Hello, and welcome to the Non-24 podcast series. Today we'll be speaking with Kevin E. O'Connor, CSP, a licensed marriage and family counselor who has helped many people overcome life challenges. According to Kevin, understanding non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, or non-24, and how it affects you is the first step to effectively dealing with this condition. The second step is to understand how the people in your life, your partner, friends, employer, and clients, can help you meet this challenge. If you have any questions about non-24, please call 855-856-2424 or visit non-24.com. Now let's hear from Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Nice to have you with us. You say it's important to have a clear understanding of non-24 as a first step to effectively dealing with it. Can you explain?
Yes. It's important to have a clear understanding of any problem and how it affects you before you can manage it. Doctors have told me that non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder is a circadian rhythm disorder, where the master body clock becomes misaligned with the 24-hour day. Research shows that it affects the majority of totally blind people because they are unable to perceive light, which is the main signal that tells you when to sleep and when to wake. When you live with non-24, you may experience periods where you have an overwhelming urge to sleep during the day and are awake at night. This may impact overall productivity and concentration.
What do you recommend for people with non-24?
Well, as simple as it sounds, give your condition a thorough assessment and understand exactly how it impacts you personally. Then think about how it also impacts other people in your life. One of the things that makes non-24 difficult to diagnose and understand is the cyclical nature of the disorder. This means that if you have non-24, you could have good and bad weeks. A bad week meaning that there are times when you will feel the urge to sleep during the day and then be wide awake at night. So, identifying triggers for bad weeks and, if possible, going a step further to understand the times that you are likely to feel your energy fade and you have the urge to sleep. This can help you better manage your symptoms. For example, one person I've met with who has non-24 knows that there are times when he needs to rest around 2 in the afternoon. He has flexibility in his schedule. He's worked with his employer to allow time for a break for him. Therefore, with every situation, you start with the intrapersonal, in other words, what's going on inside of me, and then look to the interpersonal, what's going on around me. Once you have an understanding of your needs, you can work with those around you to navigate the disorder together.
Okay, so someone with non-24 should explain their symptoms in a way that people can relate to and, as a result, want to help?
Exactly. You want people to be sympathetic, but you don't want them to be critical. If you mention that you have a, quote, medical condition, rather than simply saying you're sleepy in the afternoon, others will want to help you. I've heard one person with this condition who says he feels like his body is shutting off. Using descriptive words such as that really helps paint a picture for other people.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense. How do you work with your family to maintain a healthy relationship while managing your non-24 symptoms?
There's already a strong connection with your friends and your family, but it's important to explain your non-24 so that they understand what you are experiencing. I was recently told a story about a man who had hid his sleep-wake issues from his wife for years, or so he thought. He never spoke to her about what he was going through, and instead quietly tried to adapt his lifestyle, almost isolating himself. When he finally received a name for what he was experiencing, he shared this information with his wife, so they were able to work together to find ways to manage his symptoms. For example, when he is in a bad sleep-wake cycle, he and his wife identify specific events and family functions that are important for him to attend and try their best to schedule around that.
So the best way to manage non-24 is to start with the intrapersonal, the inner monologue that helps us understand the condition and our goals to overcome it. Then we focus on the other person,
the interpersonal, to form a connection and to help us reach our goals. Great advice, Kevin. Thanks for sharing.
My pleasure.
To learn more about Non-24, please call 855-856-2424 to speak with a health educator, or you can visit non-24.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Non-24 podcast series, and keep checking back for insights from physicians, life coaches, and patients about managing your Non-24.